tips I give them is, for example, they freeze up if they have to do a live Q&A in front of an audience. So I say to them, just focus on the person asking the question, whether it's an audience member, whether it's a panel moderator, whether it's an interviewer. Just focus on building that rapport in that moment with the person asking the question. Everybody else is there to absorb what you're saying, but they don't matter insofar as this is an interaction between you and one other person. So that's one thing.
That's a great tip.
The other part is if they are not wanting to do presentations because they're saying, like, I don't know what to share with people. I don't know what to tell them. Go back to your interviews. Are there sort of central questions that people are asking you about research, about product development, about different aspects of fundraising, financing, that you can build a presentation around your answer to that question? Because now you have a framework on what the meat of your presentation is going to be, and that makes it a lot easier for you to come up with the content that's going to address the questions that they have. Another thing that I do for myself when I'm on the way to doing webinars or presentations or workshops is I always ask what the audience's level of knowledge or experience is with what I'm going to talk about. Because what that does is that helps you cater your information and the knowledge that you're sharing to their particular experiences so that you don't make it too general, but you also don't make it too specific and they come out of it feeling like they haven't learned any.
Great tips. Thank you, Lillian. What do you think your unique skill set or superpower is that's helped you become successful?
I would say